This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just engaging. You got to engage, right? Because if you get engaged, you get informed, because you're not going to have people that are always going to be on your side. They're always going to believe exactly the way you believe and how you believe. And you need to be challenged. We all do. Heck, I get challenged on a daily basis. In a lot of ways, it would make a lot of people uncomfortable, but whatever. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The fraud just never really stops, does it? No, come on, think about it. Think about the stories that you're hearing, the video that you see, the videos that you're seeing on a regular basis, and I think it's wonderful because it's causing some of these people to have to, you know, just they're turning in their own skin, right? I mean, think about what they're having to try to sell to you and I, what they're trying to get us to believe, which is hilarious. That there's been no fraud. And then the Secretary of State, what have you, that came out in Georgia and said, you know, what you saw, you really didn't see. You know, your eyes are looking at something that may not be exactly what you thought you might have saw, what it told your brain. It's not surprising. It's just amazing. It really is. But then Georgia's Governor Kemp, he urged signature audits after you saw the video. Okay? There's a problem with this, though. Even though he's ordered the audits, which will be great as long as the right people are there watching over it, it has to be approved by the Secretary of State, is my understanding. I don't know how true that is, but according to local law. Now, the footage, again, is being by many in offices there in Georgia who said, hey, it's not what you thought you saw. You know, you saw those poll workers that you saw pulling those. I mean, who puts suitcases in the counting room? They come up with suitcases. Now, my understanding is the suitcases are common, or those type, to bring in absentee ballots. But somehow, now, most of the states that'll count absentee ballots first. Right, so there's video of a blonde woman, setting up a 10-foot table and having these suitcases under the table. After the poll watchers were asked to leave, that's it, we're kind of done, you know. You see them leave, and then they start pulling out these suitcases. Well, why not do it while the watchers are there? But there's nothing to see here. There's no fraud. Everything's cool. Don't worry about anything. No, really. just amazing. And mainstream media, nothing. All they're doing is they're consistent with the message of Trump's unsubstantiated claims of voter fraud. Which is proof. This is what they're doing right now is proof of what they've been doing for years. They've been covering for the left. They've been sticking up for the left. They have been pushing the left. Now, they're all a bunch of liars at this point in time. They want what they want. They want the power they want. They want to keep it the way they want to keep it. And the only way to do that is they own the media. And that's partially our fault, the media portion. Where are you conservative writers, journalists? Look, shows like mine, not just mine, but shows like mine, we're always looking for people to write. Always. If you're a writer, if you're truly a writer, you know, send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. You watch. When you go to the, they can't even smell, look at, when I first started writing, I don't know, 15 years ago, when I first started writing stories and such, it was terrible. I couldn't spell anything. No, really, I didn't much pay attention to it. I just did it, and Tammy had to clean everything up for me. These are journalists that I see writing. If I'm catching their errors, they're really bad. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, people were sent home at one point in time and told to stop working, stop counting. Right? Some people kind of mingled behind there in Georgia. They saw what was going on. Now, the Georgia, you know, the Secretary of State there is like, look, how could we do, we wouldn't even think of doing something like this. We know there's cameras there. And, of course, they would catch what we were doing if we were doing something wrong. One worker today said that she saw a ballot just continually being put through time after time after time after time after time. Seriously. Now, Senator Graham today came out and said, you know, hey, the Trump's legal team, you got to prove election fraud claims. I think they are. Now, to the letter of the law, I don't know. I mean, seriously, when you talk to some of these people, you don't really see. What do you see? Where are the cameras? Why aren't they on what they're doing? Joe City, your host. Let's see if Sonya Schmidt has any thoughts on this. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach. the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they were able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Get involved, get engaged, do something. Don't just sit there drooling all over yourself. Come on, how come nobody's saying anything about my Christmas tree? I finally filed an extension cord for it, you know? I mean, we're in lockdown here, so I can't, like, go out or do anything, walk the dog, blow my nose outside or anything along those lines. You know, we've already started here in California. I have pictures of aisles that say, you know, one per customer. Like, come on, cut me some slack. What's wrong with you people? Anyhow, before I invite my guest on, I know you're all waiting for her, but you can just take a breath, take a drink. I've got Ed from Washington joins us. He wants to talk about the DOJ. And now, I guess we're up to thousands of affidavits, not just a couple hundred. Ed, how you doing?
Fine. Thanks for having me on. Short time listener, long time caller. What bothers me is this final presidential portion of this election, which is the primary. Why the DOJ is insisting that there's no problem, you become a focal point for a lot of this activity just because of people calling in or emailing you. And I was wondering if since you have that available, including that thing in Georgia where that video was shown,
right,
is for your show to contact the public affairs officer, Sheriff Flores, in the DOJ's office and ask them if all of this is here, because the affidavit, it's a felony. It's there's a chargeable offense and a fine for you creating this kind of testimony.
Right.
So these are all legal things. If you contacted the Sarah Flores, and ask her again after you presenting this to them over the, you know, email.
Yep.
Why?
No, we actually place calls at times in these places. They don't respond. They'll simply tell you they'll get back to you, and they will not respond to you. And the bottom line with it is, look, let's just clarify something. The story about the DOJ and about Barr was fake information again. They took two sentences from a press conference that he had or from a comment that he made in an interview, and they ran with it, which is totally, you know, Joel, they love doing stuff like that. So, and again, the way the DOJ operates, they have to have specific proof. They actually have to see something. The Georgia tape helped them tremendously. The governor has called for those ballots to be audited. However, what I found out today in doing a little digging is the Secretary of State has to approve it. So, you know, it's a farce,
right,
and it's a joke.
Right. Well, that's his area of authority.
Right. But you would think the governor at the very top would say, hey, there's something that smells like fish. We need to look for it under the seat over here or something. And they're not doing any of that. So,
well, see, that's why I thought the DOJ and the reluctance of the Secretary of State not doing his job, that the DOJ. And by the way, there is a phone number, 202-514-2007. That will actually give you the Office of the Public Affairs.
Right.
For Sarah Flores. But he would step in because Secretary of State is not performing his job per the Constitution of either the United States or the state. And that's why I was thinking that maybe you could contact the public affairs in his department. But, it gets so mind-numbing because you can't believe what you're hearing, whether it's a glimmer of hope that they're finally doing their job or you're just hearing another lie. You know, on the news.
I'll take the latter. Because usually that's what it is, right? It's usually a lie anyhow, so if you stick with that, you're kind of safe. No, look, I agree with you. We are all getting frustrated. Nobody's going to jail. Nobody's been put in handcuffs. Nobody but innocent, honest, hardworking Americans have been put in handcuffs and let out of their own restaurants, and we're getting tired of it, Ed. So I'm on board with you. But
one more thing is, the thing is, my disappointment started with the report of Benghazi and what was not being done. I've never gotten over that. All right.
Yeah, well, I don't blame you.
Take care.
You too. Thanks for calling. Let's bring her on. Sonia Smith joins me, host of the Sonia Smith Show. Look at, she's already nodding her head. But you snuck out, you little sneak, you. You snuck out of Los Angeles County to get away from the shutdowns and the paperwork, and everything, because they're going to show up eventually. We both know that.
I'm a runner. I am a runner. Don't want me in your foxhole, because I'm not going to stay and fight. I'm going to, you know, I'll talk a good game, but when it comes down to my comfort level, I'm out of there. And what happened last week is when our illustrious governor shut everything down again, as I never thought our neighborhood, and Joe, you and I come from the same neck of the woods, and we have a lot of patriots out there. I thought that the restaurants would go, you know, shut down no more. I honestly thought that they would be open and we would patronize them, and it was a ghost town. I was just sitting around. I was in tears. I was literally in tears, and I went home and I said, I'm not doing this anymore. So I discovered that there's other pockets of California where people act like they have some cojones. I don't know what you call them in Italian.
Italian? Yeah, they're pretty close.
Okay. So I decided that for the next 2 weeks, that's where I'm going to be on the weekends when I'm not Zoom schooling during the week because of the COVID with my grandson. On the weekends, I'm out of there. I'm out of our neighborhood, and I'm here in Orange County. And tomorrow I'm going to go to Huntington Beach where I hear people will shove a mask down your throat if you mention it to them. And, you know, people get the wrong impression when you say that. Do I believe that there's a COVID virus? Yes. Do I believe that for some people it's really deadly? Yes. But you don't shut down your economy. You don't act fearful. You don't act like you have a life. So I'm here with people who I think feel the same way that I do, and we'll see tomorrow. I haven't experienced it yet. I just got in tonight. I'm doing your show from a hotel room here in Irvine, California.
And we'll see. Undisclosed location.
In an undisclosed basement. Yeah.
No, it's tough on a lot of us. And if you live in the Los Angeles area, what we call Los Angeles proper.
Proper, right.
Yeah, you find that Garcetti has now said you can't even walk your dog. So apparently you get a little crap on the rug at the front and you just scoop it up or something. I don't even know. But
I can't even understand that. I told my grandson who, you know, typically during the week I take him to the park and a kid's got to be around other kids. They have to play. They have to get fresh air. But because people have gotten so aggressive about this mask thing, I don't even know that I want to go to the park anymore. And I'm going to show some footage on one of my shows. This woman we encountered in the park, and she told another kid that the kids need to put on a mask.
Yeah. I said, lady, you need to put on a whole face mask. You know what I'm saying? All right, we'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump has ordered the majority of U.S. troops out of Somalia by early 2021. The statement from the Department of Defense also says the United States is not withdrawing or disengaging from Africa and that we remain committed to our African partners and enduring support through our whole-of-government approach. Roughly 700 troops are in Somalia. President-elect Joe Biden is hopeful about rapid development of a coronavirus vaccine, but warns that nationwide distribution will be expensive and difficult. Biden noting his team has discussed vaccine distribution with the Trump administration.
But there is no detailed plan, that we've seen anyway, as to how you get the vaccine out of a container into an injection syringe into somebody's arm.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Show, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. I mean that sincerely, okay? I really do want you to pay attention. I want you to get involved. I want you to get engaged. I want you to understand what's going on and what's happening. All right, let me bring her on. Tonya Smith joins me. She has her own show every week that she's going to tell you about, how to find it, how to get involved with it, how to support her. Sonya.
No, where am I show? No. What I suggest everyone do is go to my website, Tonya Smith Show. Subscribe. Now, I've been saying this for over a year. Everybody, if you find a show that you love, like Joe's show, like my show, like any show, give them, shudder to say this, your email address. Okay, we're not going to bombard you with emails and announcements and this and that and the other. Trust me, we're too lazy to do that. But it's really important that we have a way to contact you. Because you see what they're doing with big tech and
right.
media.
Right.
So you will have no, you're not getting real news. You're getting censorship right now. So if this is all you have to depend on,
yep.
you're going to feel as dispirited as most Americans right now when you hear all of the fake news.
But I tell people all the time, don't just stop there. And here's the reason. It's just like when we're running campaigns, we're helping people run campaigns. One of the best ways to get our message out, to get our point across, is via email. If Sonya Schmidt sends me an email from her own personal email address, and it says, hey, Joe, I'm getting behind this group or these people or this particular issue, and I really appreciate it if you take a look at it, and here's why I do it. All right, I'm going to open that email. I'm going to sit there and go through it because why? Sonya sent it to me. I trust her. I know that if she's behind it, it must be a good cause. Now, that's totally different to what you see on Facebook and everywhere else. We need to circumvent them. We need to do a, what do they call it in football? We need to do an end run around them and take them totally out of the equation at this point. Don't you agree?
You have to, people. I've been saying this for a year. It's why I took my... I started my show on Facebook, sitting on my couch, just seeing if it would work. And then I, under the advisement of a lot of people who had done big tech social media, they said, don't even do it. Get off of there. Don't. So that's when I took a chance on other people, conservatives, who are trying to become the next Facebook, the YouTube, the whatever. And right now, we're doing that with Spreely, with Evil. I think they're still talking about Evil. With, obviously, Parler. You know,
right.
We've got to move on, people. We've got to stop. I don't understand. We're like people who are still trying to talk to the ex-boyfriend. Like, you know, like, give me one more chance. I'm just going to hang in there. And you're... Just drop them and move on.
And I know I'm going to get in trouble for saying this, but it's like the boyfriend that beats you, right? You know,
you know what? Who's this guy that I have a guy on my show, and he explains it exactly like that. The abuser always seeks the approval of the abusee seeks the approval of the abuser, and that's what we keep doing. And I know you guys don't see it as that. Facebook don't like you. They're mistreating you. They're mistreating the country. And you saw what they did with the election. They certainly had control over this election, whether you realize it or not.
Yep.
I'm so exhausted.
Yep,
you aren't seem exhausted. I'm exhausted.
Yeah, but you know what? You're like an old Italian woman. You've been sounding like this for years, right? I've had it with Obama. I've had it with this guy. I've had it with that guy. You know what I'm saying?
No, I mean,
and then something pokes you, and you go, "All right, you're back in there like a roaring lion."
I often say I'm an old Italian woman, and to be honest, I conduct all my business from my bed. I actually should be doing it from my hotel bedroom, but I do everything. My grandson comes in with his homework, and I'm conducting it from my bed, and I'm taking phone calls, and I'm doing all from my bed. So I am an old Italian woman.
Oh no, but but you're right. It is. It's frustrating. My fear in Georgia right now is that people are going to get so frustrated with all this. They're going to say, well, it doesn't do any good anyhow. Look, we vote. They steal it from us anyway, which gets you more mad, which gets you more upset that you want to go after them with fangs and claws out so you don't let them steal this from you. Do you agree with that?
Well, yes. But here's my dilemma. And I'm sure people in Georgia as well, because they have a very serious race coming up. And if we don't hold those two Senate seats, we're kind of messed up.
I know. Well, we're going to be speaking Russian, you know.
But do you feel like your vote is going to work if you go out? Or are they going to continue to use Dominion? Are they going to?
You need to go out and stare them down like they stare us down. Do you know what I'm saying? Don't let them get away with anything.
They have the law on it. This is an amazing time. And, yes, I agree with you. We do have to stand up. We have to be belligerent. We have to fight back with the same tactics that they do. And I'm shocked at how far they will go. They will have authorities involved. They will board up windows. They will do any and everything. So we have to do it back. When I hear the testimonies of the Republican people who were supposed to be watching, they didn't understand what was going on. And I totally get that, because when I was in Hollywood, it always took me a moment to go, did they really just do that? And this can't be right. And by the time you go through all of that, they have done the shenanigans. They have already cheated the vote. By the time you go, wait a minute, I should be able to watch this. Why are the windows boarded up? Why are they telling us to go home? And thank God for the cameras that happened to be on for the stadium that revealed what they were really doing. We're just not up to speed with the evil. We don't understand the kind of evil that they do.
No.
But if you don't know the nature of the beast, you can't fight them. So if
what's funny with all this is David Horowitz has been saying for years, and you know I've said it, which is enough with playing by the gentleman's rules of the fight. You need to start with guerrilla warfare. We need to be not illegal, but we need to fight like they fight. in the trenches and dirty.
And that's what really frustrates me about this election thing, is that we've known about, by the time something trickles down to me, it's bad. But we've known about Dominion. We've known about, when I hear Giuliani talk about how long Pennsylvania, certain states have, Michigan has been cheating. Then why weren't we more proactive, I guess, is my question. And that's my first question. But my second thought is that Trump is always 10 steps ahead of people, and he's won every battle that has been put in front of him. So I trust that he's fighting this for the country, and America will still win, because I believe God still loves America.
But no, I think he'll still win, too. I really do. I think the problem they're going to have, from what I'm hearing from some people in D.C., thank God. I mean, thank God that the majority is still conservative now. Majority of constitutionalists now on the Supreme Court. And the reason behind that is if they follow the letter of the law, he will win this. And Roberts and others are worried about how the court's going to be perceived if they truly get involved in this.
Well,
who cares?
Good.
Who cares how they're going to be perceived? I don't care about you. I hate to say it this way because I don't mean it the way it sounds, but I don't care about your family, Roberts. I don't care about your business. I don't care about anything else other than you do the right thing for this country. You give up as much as our founding fathers gave up. You know what I mean?
Oh, my goodness. Which was monumental. When you look at their stories, these guys, what we're dealing with now, and I was so frustrated yesterday when I was watching the Senate hearings. I think it was the Senate or the Congressional. Anyway, they were telling people to hurry up through their testimony.
Yeah, that was Georgia. They don't want to call it a hearing for legal reasons. They're calling it an inquiry. The last time we had an inquiry, they hung a bunch of witches, didn't they? Or something.
That's what I'm thinking. But to hurry people along, this is the most important thing that has come across our nation forever. Or not forever, but before,
No, pretty much so. You're right. Pretty much.
Speed it along.
Really has nothing to do with Biden or Trump. It has everything in the world to do with our election integrity, whether we can trust the process anymore, and will we even go to the polls if we figure it's already
rigged.
Are
you hearing that Democrats are concerned about this as well?
We got to go to a break. I'm going to laugh that one off. Be back in a minute. Joe Senior, host Sonya Schmidt, will also be with us. We'll be right back.
Oh, my gosh, that you laughed. If this were flipped and Republicans, I found out that Republicans was pulling, ballots, and they were just like,
leads to politics. The 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
We're back. You listen to the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855. I'm laughing. I'll tell you why I'm laughing in a minute. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Sonia Schmidt joins me, as she does every week, and I always love kicking the week up. Now, you're at a hotel, so you're going to get ready to party down, right?
I escaped because everybody is fearful. So last night, I go to a restaurant, and I have to call up and go, will you serve me? Can I order food to go and sit on your patio and have a drink while I'm waiting? And at the same time, a sheriff is driving by.
You know why? They got your phone monitored.
I know. They're like triangulating my... I don't feel like I'm in America anymore. And I really feel like psychologically it's really taken its toll on people.
I mean, it has.
Yeah.
Well, the freedoms that we took for granted, as my aunt from Italy would say... And she's 84 years old. She says, the problem is you don't know what you don't really understand what you have here. And I think she's right. And now you look at what's happening, right? And people are losing, and they go, well, what's going on here? This doesn't happen in America. It does when you're not vigilant. It does when you don't fight for it on a daily basis.
But Joe, I think only people in our age group, maybe slightly younger and certainly older, they see a change. The younger people think that this is all wonderful stuff.
They're going to get their college thing taken care of, right? Isn't Biden one of the first things they're going to do is going to wipe out debt? I cannot wait till my wife gets all her money back for the money she paid for college. Because he's going to do that, too. And he's going to do it retro.
But we're the only ones that know that free isn't freedom. So, sadly, you know, I'm sorry that I'm like this, but right now I just have a real pessimistic view of what's going on. I see how quickly it's going on. When I started off, before I did the range and other things, I did my show called Left Exposed on PJ Media. And I met with a man. Someone wanted to introduce me to this man who's from Ukraine. And he was pleading with me to get the word out when Obama became president and he saw the writing on the wall. And he pleaded with me to get the word out that socialism and communism was right at the door. It's the
right next door to each other. Yep.
Yes. But it's right there with Obama. And he explained to me the history of Ukraine. Trust me, I don't know any of this stuff. I'm from the inner city. I went to public school. I don't know anything. Tell me what's going on. And he told me what happened there, and he told me how quickly it happened. And I was, like, stunned. I was like, I can talk about it. I can have you on my show, but I'm not an expert on this. Well, now I see exactly what he's talking about. This is happening so quickly, and I don't know how to turn this around. This cheatery that they have with our elections and the willingness that both Democrats and Republicans have for, like, turning the other cheek or looking the other way. If they look the other way right now, we're messed up for here on out. And that's very scary. And it's exactly what this older man was telling me about that happened in Russia.
Well, they have to fight it. And, you know, you and I both know people from other countries. And my aunt, again, my mother, the rest of them being one of them. My mother was a little bit too young to remember everything, but my aunt does. And we don't realize what we have. We haven't had it taken away for long enough. Look at what's going on now. You know, we're a trusted group. Oh, sure, they only need a couple of weeks. It's okay. We'll come out of quarantine in a couple of weeks.
We need a couple more weeks,
right?
I use the term that you always say. We're squishy. You know, we're very squishy. We have not had to deal with this. We've had some level of prosperity where we don't really know that our liberty, I would venture to say that most young people, I'm not talking like 20-year-olds, I'm talking about 30 and 40-year-olds, don't know what liberty and freedom means.
No. Well, they've had it too long. It's too, you know, I liken it sometimes to when your 18-year-old leaves home because they go to college or doing whatever, and the first call you get is, I thought the toilet paper replaced itself.
Exactly.
I thought the refrigerator filled itself. There's no understanding because it's so automatic for them. Well,
their
freedom here is automatic too.
To do their
right?
laundry. When my kids went away to college, I was like, is there some rule that was written that says that they can come home during summer breaks and all the holidays? Because I didn't see that memo.
No. But when they live close, it's even worse because they come home every weekend to do laundry, take showers, eat your food, and go home with a bag of groceries.
And that's what this country is like right now. They don't get how hard we have to fight to keep what we get. And now, when I look at what a Biden presidency means, how he's going to – he's already said it. I don't have to make up this stuff. They've already talked about how they're going to just, like, dismantle all the things that Trump has done.
And that's what it's all about for him. And not only that, I mean, look at this week. He tripped over the dog, right? And now we've heard a couple different variations of the story where
I'm sorry. Can we just back up for a second?
Joey B.
He did what?
Joey B.
I've just been trying to make hotel reservations and fill up my car with gas and get the heck out. I didn't hear about him tripping over a dog.
He tripped over the dog. Apparently, the dog dropped a little ball when he came out of the shower. And don't say it. Be nice. Anyway, he dropped a little ball out there. And he said the dog wanted to play with him, so he took the ball and he went to throw the ball. And then he grabbed the dog by the tail. And the dog slid on the carpet. And he tripped on the carpet. And, right? This is a big, long story as to why he went to the hospital. Well, I'm going to tell you what happened was he got locked, he got turned around, and he slammed his head on something. That's what happened. Now, do you think the press, right, remember when President Trump had COVID, they called him a liar, they wanted to see all this stuff, and he does this, which it's such a story, and nobody wants to see x-rays, nobody wants to talk to the doctors, nobody, you're just going to take Joe at face value. When Joe's telling the truth, you can't take him at face value.
So, and when Trump got COVID, they wished him dead. And
right.
We don't wish that he had knocked himself out to the point of death.
No. Not at all.
Well, I will go on record. No, I'm just kidding. But, oh, the poor dog. He had to witness all of that. A naked.
No.
That dog
is sitting there right now going, what are you blaming me for? I had nothing to do with this.
It was like this before.
I was just sitting there drinking water. This old man come in the room and start tripping all over the place.
The dog had to see naked Joe Biden come out of the shower. And to me, that is dog abuse. And the left hates animal abuse. So Joe should go down for that. Joe should absolutely go down.
I don't even know where to go. Some of these stories that, you know, people have thrown at me and I've taken a look at. Georgia group founded by Stacey Abrams. Remember her? She's the current governor of Georgia. If you ask her, she'll tell you. Because the Georgia governorship was stolen by Republicans, because that's what we do. 55,000 votes that nobody can seem to find. So she's going to be governor for 50 years. She's not going to give up on this. Anyway, so she finds this, she puts together this nonprofit, and now that nonprofit is under investigation for seeking out-of-state dead voters. They were working at registering dead voters from out-of-state to vote in the last election, but now in the runoff, too.
Do you think anything is going to happen to her as a result of this?
I don't know. I really, honestly,
and that's why we're having a problem is we are getting so played, and we know that nobody's going to go down. If we just saw one person go down, we see Flynn, we see Stone, we see Trump going through this horrible ordeal that he should never have had to go through.
Look, if they steal this on January 19th, Trump should write out pardons for himself and everybody on his team or that's been part of his team. Because these people are going to go after them with a vengeance. This is why I said to you a little while ago.
I had a guest on my show who said that. Yeah. They've got lawsuits planned up from now till never, Ari. And if Trump doesn't do the same thing towards these people, and he has the support of the American people, go after these people. Go yep. after those people who are pulling the suitcases and question them. Find out what's going on. We can't stand for this anymore.
No, you're exactly right. But here's where he went sideways. He had a lot of people giving him bad information in the beginning, and this is what Horowitz was talking about. When Donald Trump got in the office, the first thing he should have done with his AG said to Sessions, if you're not going to investigate A, B, C, and D, you're not my man.
Okay.
I would have got to Giuliani, who wanted a different seat. Rumor is that he wanted to be Secretary of State. I would have looked at him and said, look, you want that job? I'll give that to you. You spent 2 years as AG. All right? You clean up this mess, you put people in jail, and I'll give you the Secretary of State chair.
That's what I would have done. Because we all knew that all this voter fraud was happening. It's been happening for years. Giuliani speaks it out of his mouth. So, yeah, but you know what? And then on the other side, I go, you know, the guy's cleaned up the Middle East. He's, you know, propped up the black community, and he was busy!
Yeah.
I think he was trusting, and he's never been there. He's not a politician. He doesn't know how... But
all right.
I don't know. I don't want to make excuses. We're in a bad situation here.
However, promise me you'll send me pictures of you being arrested tomorrow when you're on the beach with no mask.
Will do.
Okay, very cool. But make sure, don't go to one of those beaches where clothes are optional.
Or you should go and put the thong over
your face. Okay?
Yep, that's exactly where you want to see an old granny.
Ooh, stop it. Joe's in your host slot. We're coming up in the next hour. And people don't.